Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are taking a stack of pretty intense research.
We really are.
And we're using it to look at one of the most famous and maybe misunderstood concepts from ancient Eastern thought, Wu Wei.
Right. Effortless action.
Exactly. When you hear Wu Wei, that's what comes to mind. And the source material we're digging into today defines it, I think, beautifully. It's a mode of acting in which one's actions are in alignment with the natural flow of the universe.
And that phrase, you know, from texts like the Tao Te Ching, it's usually been filed away as just spiritual advice.
Or, you know, ethics, not something for the lab.
And that's exactly why hard science has often dismissed it. But the whole point of this deep dive is that recent advances in neuroscience and psychology and systems science, they're pulling Wu Wei out of the philosophy department.
And putting it right under the microscope.
That's it.
Okay, let's unpack this right away. Because the second you hear effortless action, the skeptic in your head goes, wait, is that just being lazy? Is that just checking out?
And the research is really clear on this. It is the absolute opposite of passivity.
So what's the mission here? What's the new framing?
The mission is to stop treating Wu Wei as some kind of, you know, meditative ideal and start seeing for what it is, a rigorous scientific framework. The research shows it's a biologically grounded operating regime.
A biologically grounded, okay, like an optimal setting for your system.
An optimal setting, exactly, for managing your internal energy and dealing with external reality. The key finding, really, is that Wu Wei corresponds to a measurable state of low internal friction.
Low internal friction and high adaptive coherence.
Yes. It's a low conflict, low free energy state.
Mm-hmm.
And the sources argue this is essential for, well, for everything, for health, for good decision making, whether you're an individual or, you know, a whole society.
That makes it instantly practical. It's not abstract anymore. So let's start there with the individual, the biology of effortlessness.
Okay.
So the Taoist texts, they talked about action that was proportionate, timely, responsive.
And minimally forceful. It came from alignment with the Tao, with nature's patterns, not from forcing things.
And this is where modern physiology just clicks right in.
It provides the perfect explanation. We can map that ancient idea directly onto a concept called allostasis.
Allostasis, right. That's the body's way of maintaining stability through change. It's how we adapt.
Exactly. You walk into a cold room, you shiver. Your body is working to stabilize your core temperature. That's allostasis. It's healthy adaptation.
So what's the unhealthy version?
That's what the research calls allostatic overload. It happens when we're in a state of chronic stress, constant deadlines, money worries, not enough sleep. Our regulatory systems, like the HPA axis and the sympathetic nervous system, they just never turn off.
You're flooring the gas pedal, even when you're just sitting at their desk.
You are, and you feel it. That's the fatigue, the emotional dysregulation, the brain fog, that feeling of constantly having to push through. That is biological coercion.
So if that's forced action, then Wu Wei is the biological opposite of that.
Precisely. Wu Wei is the state where our regulatory systems are working efficiently without that persistent overload. Stress is in a tolerable range. You have energy reserves. And action feels fluid. It feels less compelled.
Which perfectly matches that effortless description. You're not doing nothing.
No, you're doing the right thing at the right time with minimal internal drag.
That's a powerful translation. And this is where it gets really interesting for me, connecting that feeling of low drag in the body to what the brain is actually doing.
Yes, the predictive mechanics of the brain.
So I'm assuming this has something to do with how our brain is constantly modeling and predicting what's going to happen next.
It has everything to do with that.
Right.
This brings us to a huge cornerstone of this whole reframing, the free energy principle, or FEP.
Okay, FEP is a heavy term. Can we, for you listening and for me, just clarify what minimizing long-term prediction error really means?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The FEP basically says that all living systems, from a single cell to your brain, have to act in a way that minimizes surprise, or more technically, prediction error.
Surprise being a threat to your survival.
The huge threat. If the world is constantly surprising you in ways that threaten your ability to stay alive and healthy, your regulatory systems are in crisis. You're spending massive amounts of energy on chronic error correction.
Okay, give me an analogy.
Think about learning to drive a car with a really tricky clutch and bad brakes on a road you've never seen before. Every single moment is a high error moment. Your brain is just generating massive prediction error, and the action feels forced, stressful. That's a high free energy state.
I get it. High prediction error equals threat, uncertainty, and a huge amount of strain.
Really?
So Wu Wei is driving your own familiar car on a smooth road you know by heart. You just coast.
That is the perfect analogy. The research literally defines Wu Wei as a low free energy operating regime. Your expectations closely match what's happening, and because your predictions are accurate, you only need to make minimal corrections.
So effortless action isn't a spiritual gift, it's the outcome of accurate prediction.
And systemic integration, it's your whole system working together.
Right, because it's not just the prefrontal cortex bossing everyone around. What does that integration look like across the whole neural system?
Well, when you're in that Wu Wei state, your autonomic tone, the system that governs heart rate, digestion, it supports a calm engagement. Your emotional salience is calibrated.
Meaning you don't overreact or underreact.
Exactly. Your cognitive models stay flexible. And your skilled habits, the things you've practiced, they take over. So you don't need continuous conscious control. Action just emerges from that full system integration.
Instead of from brute force, like forcing yourself to stare at a spreadsheet when your body's telling you to get up and walk around.
That's the difference between coherence and compulsion.
And that clarity, that integration, it must have a profound effect on our day-to-day decisions. I mean, we all know intuitively that when you're stressed out and exhausted, you make terrible choices.
Yes.
So let's shift into that, the practical side. When you're in this coherent state, the source material says you see reduced internal conflict, you have a realistic sense of your constraints.
And you have a timely ability to both start and stop an effort. There's a felt sense of clarity.
Not coercion.
And the contrast with chronic stress is just stark. When you are physiologically exhausted, say, you're sleep deprived or under constant financial threat, short-term survival logic takes over.
Right. Your time horizon just shrinks too right now.
It contracts completely. You can't think about long-term consequences. Your tolerance for risk gets distorted. Your moral reasoning can become rigid.
And this is a key point in the research. Wu Wei isn't just a mindset you decide to have.
No, it's a physiological condition. You need sufficient sleep, metabolic stability. You need to manage your stress load. You need emotional awareness, supportive social context. You have to earn the right to effortless action by building stability first.
Which makes me think that so many modern problems, anxiety, depression, burnout, they just sound like sustained deep departures from this low strain state.
They are. That's the clinical relevance. Anxiety is your threat signals stuck in the on position. Burnout is your regulatory capacity just gone.
Yeah.
The system has run out of batteries.
So a Wu Wei-informed clinical model would be different.
It would shift the focus. Instead of just managing symptoms, it would focus on restoring that underlying physiological stability, on recalibrating the autonomic tone, rebuilding emotional trust. Clinical success isn't just that your symptoms are reduced.
It's that your capacity to act with less internal force has increased.
Your capacity for adaptive ease. That's the metric.
This also reframes ethics, doesn't it? You mentioned that under stress, moral reasoning becomes rigid.
Yes. The source material argues that what we often call a moral failure is actually a regulatory collapse. Mm-hmm. Think about the terrible decisions people make when they're exhausted and under extreme pressure.
So as you move toward that Wu Wei state,
as your regulatory coherence increases, pro-social behavior, empathy, and long-horizon moral reasoning reliably expand. It's a huge shift. It reframes ethics not as an abstract set of rules you follow,
but as something that is state-dependent and biologically grounded. You have to be stable to be virtuous.
You really do. Expecting complex ethical reasoning from someone whose biology is in a state of emergency is... It's just unrealistic.
Yeah.
So maintaining that coherent state becomes a moral imperative.
For individuals and for the systems they're a part of. Which brings us to the big scaling problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because if this applies to a single nervous system, it has to apply to collective systems, to teams, organizations, governments.
Absolutely. Organizations function as collective regulatory systems.
And we have all worked in a place that feels like it's in a state of collective chronic stress. Excessive control, constant urgency, a culture where mistakes are punished.
That's a perfect description of a system in allostatic overload. And what happens? Learning gets suppressed, creativity dies, long-term planning goes out the window for short-term panic.
So you could actually design an organization based on Wu Wei principles.
You could. You'd favor clear but flexible structures.
Yeah.
You'd automate routine work, not just for efficiency, but to lower the cognitive load on people.
And you'd have real psychological safety, so reporting an error isn't a threat.
Exactly. It reduces the collective threat signal. And crucially, leadership guides without micromanaging. Micromanagement is the definition of external coercion. It just jacks up prediction error and friction for everyone.
So a team performs better not by pushing harder, but by reducing that unnecessary cognitive and emotional load.
Which allows everyone to operate closer to their own low-free energy state.
Okay, let's zoom out one more level. To governance, to economics, we measure our economies with things like GDP, gross domestic product.
Right, which is basically a measure of transactional velocity, throughput.
Does a GDP-focused economy align with Wu Wei?
It's a sharp contrast. Because a metric like GDP completely ignores what the research calls collective regulatory solvency.
Collective regulatory solvency. So the system's biological bank account.
That's a great way to put it. An economy might look great because transactions are high, but if the population is massively sleep-deprived, chronically sick, and living in precarious housing, that system is headed for collapse no matter what its GDP is.
Financially solvent, but biologically bankrupt.
Precisely.
So what would a Wu Weiland government prioritize instead?
It would prioritize stability over speed. The framework is about keeping the population within a viable regulatory range. Yeah. So success isn't defined by transactional speed, but by how well the system supports coherence.
And your policy priorities would have to change completely.
Radically.
Yeah.
You'd focus on things that directly support human coherence, widespread population health, stable circadian and work rhythms. So healthy sleep.
Childhood development, social trust, housing security.
Ecological regeneration. These are the foundations of a low free energy state for a whole society.
This reframes sustainable development completely. It's not just about resources out there. It's a problem of collective nervous system regulation in here.
Exactly. We move from seeing it as an external environmental challenge to an internal collective physiological one. If a system is constantly forcing itself to act, it will burn through its human and natural resources. It's inevitable.
That is the perfect synthesis. We've gone from ancient Taoist philosophy to 21st century system science and shown that Wu Wei is not about inaction or retreat.
No, it is the path of measurable biological efficiency, driven by alignment and low internal conflict.
It's the restoration of action to its natural, coherent, and regenerative form.
What was once a philosophical ideal is now becoming an operational principle. And I think as global stress and fragility intensify, it's an incredibly important one.
And the research is clear that the conceptual synthesis is strong, but the next big hurdle is implementation. We need the tools to do this.
That's right. The next step is to move beyond theory. We need to develop measurable population-level coherence indices, new ways to evaluate policy that integrate physiological, social, and ecological health into our economic decisions.
And that is the perfect final thought for you, the listener. You now have this framework.
Wow.
You know that your health, your ethics, your effectiveness, they are all tied to being in that low conflict, low free energy state. So ask yourself, what systems in your own life, your workday, your family schedule, your community, what could benefit from prioritizing low internal conflict over just high output? The answers might be more regenerative and a lot more efficient than you ever thought possible.